This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Saurabh Khetrapal, co-founder and CEO of Sales Portal, an innovative new pay-per-calling advertising network. As a serial entrepreneur, Saurabh has been involved in several private ventures over the past 16 years. His projects have spanned across several industries with a keen focus on information technology. Saurabh, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So who is Saurabh Khetrapal and what is your story?
Well, I actually come, like many entrepreneurs I'm sure you've had in your show, I come from fairly humble beginnings. The inner hunger and the drive to be successful generally has a seed of not so successful childhood and not so lavish lifestyle lived in the early years. So I have a very similar humble beginnings. I was actually born into a very conservative family in a small town in rural India. And at a very young age, my family moved actually to East Africa, to Tanzania. So I lived my formative years in East Africa, in Tanzania and Kenya. And I came to the U.S. after finishing high school in Africa to a small private school in Wisconsin called Lawrence University for my undergrad. And when I came to the U.S., I'd never been to the U.S. at the age of 18. It's almost like Coming to America. I don't know if you've seen that movie with Eddie Murphy, but
yes.
Sort of like that, but without the animals, so to speak. When I came to the U.S., I had literally no family or friends here. My brother was actually in upstate New York going to undergrad as well. But, it was a very key event in my life to leave my, protective, familiar environment and come to a brand new land that, I'd only imagined and seen in movies what it was like. But I've really been a wanderer all my life, lived in India, in Africa, now in the U.S., even within the U.S., lived some substantive amount of time right now I live in the Bay Area, but in the Midwest, in the East Coast, in Pacific Northwest. So I've always sort of wandered. And like I mentioned before, probably the key event in my life, an epiphany, was coming to the U.S. and really discovering my inner self, the maverick in me, so to speak, the defined inner self and the free thinker. Because remember, living in an Indian household in a conservative family, you're sort of limited, not just physically but mentally, to what you think you can do and what you can imagine you can be. So really, coming to the U.S. was, I think, the point of inflection for me. So I went to undergrad in Wisconsin, finished my degree in computer science, and in the mid-90s, I came out with a degree that probably could have gotten me employed very quickly as a software engineer, which actually my parents really wanted me to do, like every good Indian boy does, right? Goes to university, gets a degree and gets a steady job. But like I mentioned, coming to the U.S. really showed me what I could do and what I could be defined about. So I started my first company really right out of college. And remember back then in the mid-90s, coming out of college and starting a company was highly unconventional. There weren't the Mark Zuckerbergs or the of the world, or Sergey Brin and Larry Page who started Google. So we really, my co-founder and I, back in the mid 90s, my co-founder was a college buddy of mine. We didn't have any of the Zuckerbergs or the Sergey Brins to model ourselves after. So it was really quite unconventional for us to come out of college and think that we could move to Silicon Valley and start a technology company. And obviously along the way, got a bunch of naysayers, including some of the people that are very dear to me and still are dear to me. The company was called People.com. I started in 1995 with very little outside investment, just a lot of elbow grease, a lot of sweat equity, made the company profitable within the first year of formation. In 5 years, we were doing over $55 million in revenue. And I sold that company in 2000 for over $100 million to the then holding company of Monster.com. So at the age of 27, I have had this really ride of my life and brought a company to something that, you know, people really never had expected. So, you know, and then I was at this another fork in my life is what do I do now? Now that I've sold this company, I have all the money in the world. I could have easily landed a job as an executive at another company. But I chose instead, again, to listen to my inner maverick and inner defiant self and take the path less traveled. And I, you know, decided to learn how to fly planes and produce documentary films. So for a period of, 6 years, I did that from 2000 till about, 2006, 2007. And while I was doing that, I actually had the opportunity, the good opportunity to invest in various companies, from early stage startups to later stage expansion companies. And it was during that time of keeping my sort of foot in the business world that I discovered some other things that I could do with my business acumen. And I ended up defining five innovative business methodologies, all related to technology, and co-authored patents for these technologies and methods. So back in the mid-2000s, from 2005 to 2007, I authored five patents along with another friend of mine. And that brings us to today, where Sales Portal is one of the five patents that I co-authored, along with Kevin Sandu, who is my co-founder here at Sales Portal. So that's sort of my Cliff Notes version of my life, and I think the salient feature always is about just taking the unconventional, the defined path, and when somebody says no, you say yes, and you take the no as an I dare you, and you go and prove yourself sometimes wrong. For example, I mean, the whole flying planes was not really something that was a fantasy. It was, you know, I've, from a very young age, I've always been you know, afraid of heights. So it was like I'm not going to succumb to this fear. I mean, it was like, you know, a challenge, not just a challenge, but it was a defiant move on my part to go out and fly these small planes, which was really sort of more of a self-defiance than anything else. So that's sort of the you know, the undercurrent of whatever I do in my life. So
very impressive, intriguing, and interesting story. Saurabh, what is the Sales Portal story, and how did you come up with the idea?
Well, Sales Portal, like I mentioned, is one of the five patents that Kevin Sandu, my co-founder at Sales Portal, and I discovered. So let me tell you what Sales Portal is in as abridged a version as possible. So we help enterprises and brands build marketing partnerships in their voice channel. Let me break that down for you. So If you look at any company out there, one of the key to their marketing success, getting their product out to consumers or to businesses or the customers, is they can do their own advertising, and you know, there's plenty of different media channels that allow companies to advertise, whether it's online using Google and other online channels, to offline, whether it's television, radio, print, etc. But there's something that I think is very powerful if you are if you have a product or service and you want to reach your customers, and that's called partnership marketing. So I'll give you an example. When you call an airline to book a ticket, say you pick up the phone and call American Airlines or Delta or Continental or United Continental, whatever, and you book a ticket, at the end of the call, the agent that just bought that's booked the ticket for you will offer you a car rental. That's an example of marketing partnership or partnership marketing, where they're offering a complimentary product to a passenger and actually generating business and customer referrals for a marketing partner like Avis or Enterprise or Hertz, any of these rental car companies. But I don't think that a lot of companies are able to do marketing partnerships in a way that is scalable, that's easy, and that's seamless. So what our technology done is done, it's actually patented technology. It helps enterprises and brands to generate additional revenue by referring their customers in a highly relevant way to other products and services and other brands and enterprises that would be interested in receiving those customer referrals and paying for those customer referrals. And obviously the companies that are receiving the customer referrals, it's a very, very lucrative and rich source of new customers. So essentially, if you look at the, again, American Airlines referring customers to Avis, Avis gets, you know, ready-made customers who are ready to sign up for the car rental offer and the car rental product if American were to, you know, transfer customer passenger calls over to the Avis sales center. So for Avis, it's a greatly profitable source of new customers. For American Airlines, it's actually just adding a little recommendation or referral, a customer referral product at the end of their call and transferring customers over. And it's very, very seamless for the American Airlines agent to do that. And American gets paid very, very well for that referral. But, you know, getting those marketing partnerships to be really effective in your call center or in your contact center is not an easy task. So we made it very easy and seamless to do that. And for the customer who's calling in, they get almost like a concierge type experience. Instead of calling American, booking their flight, calling Avis, booking their car rental, calling Hyatt for their hotel, whatever it is, they can just kind of get that one-stop concierge type experience if Sales Portal is in the mix, linking all of these relevant marketing partners in a way that's never been done before.
What are the biggest challenges you have faced at Sales Portal, and how have you overcome those?
Well, one of the things that it's not just a Sales Portal challenge. It's, you know, when you come in and you have an innovative way of doing something that, you know, businesses have never done before, you're introducing a brand new way of doing something, there's a huge element of education, edification, right? You have to let people know that there is a better way of doing whatever they're doing, they've been doing for 30 years or longer. So I think the biggest challenge for us is really to make our message heard and just, you know, get the audience of the people that, and I don't think that's unique to Sales Portal, and I don't think that's unique to any disruptive technology or any innovative technology or innovative product or service. I think that's probably what I would chalk up as probably the biggest challenge. And how have you overcome them? It's all about our own way of finding marketing partners. It's kind of ironic, right? I mean, we have a technology platform that helps enterprises participate in marketing partnerships. So We practice what we preach. We go out there and find relevant marketing partners. So I'm at a trade show right now in Baltimore, and I've had some wonderful conversations with other companies that are talking to our target customers for their own products. And my pitch to them is, hey, want to do a marketing partnership? I'll refer some of my customers to you, and you do the same. And it's very warmly received. So marketing partnerships have always been around. You know, it's all the whole customer referral thing. So one of the ways we have overcome our own challenges by getting good marketing partners and most importantly, getting a very, very synthesized message that would resonate with anybody who is hearing it. So, again, you know, when you're an innovative platform, you're doing something that's never been done before, how do you communicate that new technology or new innovation, new product, new service? So the challenge is getting the messaging right, getting the right messengers, whether it's marketing, your marketing partners or your internal direct sales staff, getting the right education material out there, going to the right conventions and conferences, and so that's why I'm here in Baltimore. So it's really about just doing it the old-fashioned way and also leveraging existing people that have relationships and doing those marketing deals with them. So it's all about education, edification of our value propositions and such stuff.
Today we are joined by Saurabh Khatrapal, co-founder and CEO of Sales Portal, an innovative new pay-per-call advertising network here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Given your prior successes and financial windfalls, what keeps you motivated to go through another if you will, often painful startup experience?
That's a really good question, and I ask that to myself quite often. I'm like, why am I doing this? You know, I mean, and I think that the answer really lies in what I talked about earlier when you were asking about my story, who is Saurabh Ketchupal. And I said, you know, one of the key elements to my personality is defiance. And Eric, anybody who's an entrepreneur is a defiant person by character, I think. You know, there's challenges out there, you know, that you can have in a regular job. And I'm not trying to put any kind of regular, quote-unquote, job down. But, you know, there's plenty of regular 9-to-5 jobs that you can be challenged in. But if you're really kind of a person that is a person that thrives on defying people when they say no, and if you talk to some of the, you know, premier athletes out there, right, I mean, that's one of the things that motivates them. Just tell them no, and they'll prove you wrong, and they'll work out, you know, that extra hour every day and you know, hit those jump shots, practice those jump shots for another, you know, 200 jump shots or, you know, 300 free throws or whatever it is that they do. It's all about, you know, defying what people think would be impossible. And I have a wife and child, and I can't be defiant at home. My wife would shut me down real quick. So the only way I can let go of my defiant self is in the business world. Look at challenges out there. Look at things that people have found to be impossible, problems that have been, you know, for years or decades been difficult to crack, and go out and see if you can crack those. And so that's what really keeps me coming back, is really to experience that pain, because obviously when you're trying to do something that other people have failed at or think is impossible, it's not going to be easy, so it's going to be painful. But I think that's part of the startup experience, that's part of the entrepreneurial experience, is to take that pain and say, you know, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. So that's what really keeps me coming back and doing things and proving sometimes myself wrong. Sometimes I think this is impossible, I would never be able to do it, or other people wrong. And so it's really that sort of defiant streak in me that keeps me coming back.
So where do you see Sales Portal going in the short term and long term?
Well, in the short term, it's all about what I mentioned earlier. It's educating the market, letting our value proposition be heard by enterprises and brands out there that are in our wheelhouse, that are in our target market sphere, and continuing to grow Sales Portal, grow its revenues, grow its client base, grow its successes. In the longer term, I think it's about, you know, potentially having a financial windfall. I mean, either doing an exit in terms of selling the company, or, you know, if things go really well, doing an IPO. As a Silicon Valley entrepreneur, I mean, you know, I always have that glimmer in my eye when I see other companies do an IPO. Like Facebook is filing for an IPO next month, and recently there's been some pretty significant IPOs from companies out of Silicon Valley. So, you know, I'm keeping the dream alive for Sales Portal as well. So either sell and do an exit that way, or do an IPO.
And in conclusion, in less than 60 seconds and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I think it's really about going back to what I said. I mean, I think that to remember that it's not easy, but to continue to defy your naysayers. Take a no. When somebody says no, interpret that as I dare you. And when somebody's a naysayer, make that a motivator for yourself. So it's really, it's not going to take 60 seconds, but I think that if you keep your inner, defined inner self alive and you know, take the no's and turn them into a point of motivation and keep at it, I think you'll be very successful.
Great information. He is Saurabh Ketchupal, co-founder and CEO of Sales Portal, an innovative new pay-per-call advertising network, and the website of reference is salesportal.com. Saurabh, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Much appreciated.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.